You know, there's a lot of pawns in the world that we live in today. There are those that are witting and unwitting when it comes to globalism, when it comes to the desire to bring down all the nations, all the regimes, the West, everything as it is now. It's got to come tumbling down. And there's got to be someone, something that is behind that, desires that, and seeks to replace it. Going to read you again something out of prophecy. It speaks of the future. It speaks of something behind the scenes that goes on. So all the alienologists, ufologists, all the Psi warriors, all those that know about the Akashic records, and you understand that there is something, well, a dimension, a parallel, you want to call it a universe, but dimensions, realms, out of the book of Revelation, Apocalypse Jesu Christu. Revelation 12:7 says this, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back." I want to stop there for a moment. I'm going to ask you that if you study that, if you study it as a military strategist, I would say to all those military-oriented, NASA, NSA, all the rest of you, I would say for those as they study, for those that are looking at globalism, for those, I mean, maybe George Soros knows a little bit about this, I don't know. Although, in my estimation, he's a dupe, a pawn, an unwitting, as far as who's using him. I mean, Judas was unwitting also in some sense. It wasn't as though Judas went out, created a satanic ritual, said, "Oh, Satan, come to me and lead me to betray Christ." So there are going to be those that, like Judas, a big hole in the soul, moral darkness, an absolute door shut to the living Christ. It becomes wide playground for the dark side. Now, in Judas's case, 2,000 years ago, well, this entity we're reading about here in Revelation 7 walked right into his life, led him, guided him, and every ounce of scripture shows that he was not aware, did not know how to detect that a non-human intelligence entered into him, guided him to help lead in the way to bring down Christ. When we talk about the war in heaven, Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. Now, in the book of Revelation 12, this is where the word dragon is used again and again and again and again and again. There's a reason. We're talking about this picture that the Spirit of God is painting in the end of days, when the full manifestation, the pinnacle of the manifestation of this entity. Now, the entity is called Megas Dracona. He is huge or enormous, the concept of dragon. I mean, just filling the sky with his presence. You can feel it in the air. Well, we haven't felt anything yet, but this presence will deepen worldwide. We'll see that in a moment. The dragon and his angels fought back. He was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. Verse 8 says this, "Listen, the great dragon was hurled down, the ancient..." Now listen, as the Spirit of God paints the picture and names this entity. Oh, would that the Nazis and Hitler and Himmler understood the presence breathing down their necks. Megas Draconia, the great dragon. This non-human intelligence, remote viewer, this non-human intelligence, ayahuasca taking 2012-er, this entity, astral projector, alienologist engaging entities, this entity described by God as Megas Draconia, a huge dragon, hurled down. He's described as the ancient Ophis, serpent, called the devil, Satan. That means he's a destroyer. He's an adversary of God. And this is what it says. It describes the entity this way. Now listen, when it comes to globalism, UN, when it comes to globalism, George Soros, when it comes to globalism, Europe, here's what it says about this entity. As God paints the picture, as God gives the definition, as God names what it really is that billions are feeling, you feel in the air the catastrophic coming, the ominous sense, the dismantling, the destabilization. Okay. Behind all of that, whether you deal with the political, the economic, the military directions in globalism, here's what it says. The being that I just read to you about, that God has described in accurate, true, I mean, this is reality. This is what this is. Let me say a word to the NSA. If it's true that Dan Sherman connected to some kind of machine that enabled him to receive data, revelation, insight, instruction, information from non-human intelligences, what would the NSA be doing with that? Who are the non-human intelligences? Here's what it says about what's behind the scenes. As God gives the definition, says this. And again, it's pointing to the future when it was written 2,000 years ago. But we are right now in the fray of it. Here's what it says. Who leads the whole world astray. Who leads the whole world astray. The Greek word, planos. The idea of massive global seduction, actual spiritual presence. I mean, there's physics behind the dark side's supernaturalism. The devil is an entity, yes, but there's a connection, the devil and his angels. There is a collective, there is an array, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now operative in human beings without Christ. The Ephesians 6 definitions of the species or types of demonic entities working in the air, working on the ground, working in politics, working in the economic fields, working in the military fields. Oh, the devil and technology. That's this week's theme on Shatter's live broadcast. The devil and dark technologies. And let me tell you something, that when we talk about the devil and dark technologies this week, this is the fourth part. And now we're going to deal with the dark side to create globalism and all the globalist technologies that could be used in the future. Last night I mentioned there are two specifics to look at: planetary defense weapon systems and surveillance control systems. We'll look at that tomorrow. Surveillance is going to be dealt with tomorrow. But tonight, the planetary defense weapon systems, as we get into it, welcome. This is Shatter's live broadcast. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. This is Russ Dizdar. Listen, I want to welcome all those who are listening by satellite, by internet radio. The potential of those listening, it is an absolute incredible thing in this day and in this hour. We've now noticed in the last 2.5 years that over 3 million downloads of all of the MP3s and training courses and materials and so forth, over 90 countries of the world, we are listening to and receiving emails from individuals from around the world. It is incredible. So I want to say that I'm extremely aware of your personal presence, whether they're at the kitchen table, whether they're in that, you know, family room, or in the truck as you're driving down the road there in New Zealand. It could be there at work in Finland, could be at the university there in Beijing, but around the world as you're listening. And for those downloading later on, amazing, isn't it? As we speak during this 1 hour, untold thousands, tens of thousands, eventually hundreds of thousands. And we make no bones about it. In this hour, there is another supernatural hand. There is the physics of God, the hand of God. Now, that's what I want you to know, that no matter what your background is, we've prayed it up. We want you to know God. We want you to know His love, power, grace, and mercy. We want you to have the gift of indestructible immortality dwelling in you, so on the day of the coming glorification, it's all about the second coming of Christ. All that you're seeing now, globalism is a developing front as a weaponization of the dark side. It is a way to grab the pawns, to grab the unwittings and the wittings, and drag them ultimately to the fields of Armageddon. Ha-mageddo. Now there's, a prediction or description, literally, of the entity we're talking about. Because I'm going to say this very clearly on the broadcast quick notes. No globalism without all this demonic communication, empowerment, and so forth. No globalism without the nations that will be involved. No globalism without the money. No globalism without the weapons. It just can't happen. You've got to have the demonic force, the sheer supranatural force that is behind it all. But it's all about the targeting of those nations on a political level. It's all about the pouring of the funds, and I've got something to say about George Soros today, and then the weapons. We're going to talk about the DOD and NASA. We're going to talk about four individuals, I mean massive weapons development specialists from the Department of Defense, from NASA, and they're brainstorming and now putting out a book. You can see it on the web. I've had it for some time now. I quoted out of this book in the book The Black Awakening we've written, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldier. And again, I'm going to say that I really think that the message in it is without there's nothing like it yet out on the field as far as books and materials. And if you're not able to get the book, let me encourage you. There's a 24-hour, it's actually a 16-week training seminar. 24, 25, plus there's a whole host of other interviews and videos that were done by others on the Black Awakening issue, and it's all about what we're talking about here tonight. You can get those free on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, left-hand side, scroll downward, tells you about all these courses and all these training seminars that are absolutely free out there. Well, people say to us and write to me at times, we're at the end of the month, they say, how do you do it all? How do you get into 90 countries of the world and have so many listening? And what are you doing on a local level and the engagement in ministry? Well, it's vast. It keeps us busy. We're seemingly always behind. But we have no business funding to do commercials, and we have no paid commercials, and we have no products in that sense. Only one way, if you're interested in investing, if you're interested in supporting, and yes, we can use it. Yes, that's how we have to do it. And this is the only commercial that we give. Simply look at shatterthedarkness.net. There's a little support tab. Or you can go, if you're satellite-wise and not involved in the internet, you can send investment help to P.O. Box, that's Shatter the Darkness, P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685. Shatter the Darkness, P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685. That's it. Thank you. Let's dig into The Devil and Dark Technology, subtitled on the website, If There Are Doctrines of Demons. And all the believers out there, welcome in Christ. May God's strength, power, and might. Now, we've already prayed that God save, heal, deliver. And during the hour, and even later as archived, because of the extraordinary ability of God, that God would do extraordinary things in lives. Someone emailed me. Some that has subpersonalities demonized and so forth. They said they began to listen to the other night, but when we began the prayer, someone pulled them back and shut them off from listening. Another individual had written me telling me that the voices in his head, as soon as he started to listen, the voices in his head wouldn't let him and shut down the phone. So we always want to pray ahead of time, asking all the believers possible, pour out targeted prayers. That again, the hand of God, like the book of Acts, extraordinary, incredible. You can read about it in Acts chapter 19. God can do extraordinary things. And as he does in your life, let us know about it. And I truly say this, regardless of who's listening, to the glory of the living Christ. I can only hope that everyone listening to this voice right now, you know him personally and in power and the depth of the salvation that this Savior, the God that loves us, puts into our lives. The devil and dark technologies. Well, listen, I've got a few things to share with you tonight about some of this that's going on. We're going to take a little look later, 2,600 years ago in Daniel, to two descriptions of the coming globalist system. You can see all the talk, all the books, all the materials. I mean, you can listen to it on CNN, you know, Fox, all the rest of that also, if you want to. But you're going to hear it everywhere else. Europe, you're plastered. Russia, you're plastered. I mean, England, you're plastered. The drive, I mean, it is just unbelievable in the drive towards what God has called the fourth kingdom 2,600 years ago, and that it ultimately leads to the most incredible militaristic engagement. There are going to be armies on both sides. Armies on both sides. Yes, sir. All right. Thank you. So we're listening right now. We've just been told by the radio station we've been cut out. Now we're back, and we're glad to be here with you again during this radio project. You always wonder, when we talk about surveillance technologies and ultimate control, I mean, it really is true. Who can just literally knock you off and... literally, in every technology and or physically, well, we know where we're destined. I hope you do, too. Glad that you're here. Ultimately, in all the exposure issues, here we go again. Hello. Yes. Is it happening again? I suspect we are back on. We got knocked off again. And listen, we asked the Lord to stretch out his hand and deal with this today. But we're going to continue the program all the way through, whether live or not, so that it'll be up in the archives later on tonight. So blessings, and may God stretch out his hand if there's any other, evil hand involved in today's shutdown. So let's continue again as we bring this forth. Notice that it was all shutting down, as I was telling you about, individuals who have presence in them, voices, demonic presence. And they don't want people to listen, and they don't want me to speak. There's no question about that. So there's engagement, and it's interesting that, where we feel that it's coming from. Nevertheless, more important, get the message out. That's the urgency of the Spirit of God. Let me mention again 3 to 4 specific things. No globalism without demonic communication or empowerments. No globalism without nations. No globalism without money. No globalism without weapons. Let me begin in the beginning here. In Daniel chapter 7, when we read about, and this is vital, because again, this enormous vision, this enormous picture is given to Daniel. Incredible, 2,600 years ago. Now, it's all about a fourth kingdom, a fourth beast, and what is to come. That is, if you're someone who understands a new order, a new world order, Age of Aquarius, something new coming like that. Well, it was spoken about in a prophetic dream, prophetic revelation. And here's what part of it says, as God gives explanation. Here's what Daniel's led by the Spirit of God. Here's what he writes. Verse 23, chapter 7, Daniel. He gave me this explanation. The fourth beast is a fourth kingdom that will appear on earth. It will be different from all other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth. Now, I read earlier out of Revelation. The book of Revelation was written almost 700 years later. With prophetic insight, it talks about the fallen cherub, the dragon, going to lead the whole world, the whole earth, astray. Here it talks about 2,600 years ago when this kingdom, described in Revelation 13, it is going to be completely and absolutely supernaturally conceived, evolved, empowered, charged, whatever you want to call it. It will be from the tiniest beginning to the ultimate fullness of it, manifested on the earth, charged with demonic empowerment across the board. Now it says this 2,600 years ago. Here again, here's the word of God, Daniel chapter 7, verse 23. It will be different from all other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth, trampling it down and crushing it. Goes on, the 10 horns are 10 kings who will come from this kingdom. That's the nations that will be specifically involved, the some say 10 regions, as a nation or regional areas are collecting together during that time. After them, another king will arise, different from earlier ones. Another king who's different. This is a kingdom that is different, with a king, a little horn, an antichrist, homo satanas. He's different from the earlier ones. He will subdue three kings. He will speak against the Most High and oppress his saints and try to change set times and laws. The saints will be handed over to him for a time, times, and a half. Well, eventually it says in verse 26, clearly to let you know, but the court, now listen, Luciferian, but the court will sit, and his, referring to the Antichrist, the new world leader, the world teacher, the Maitreya, if you want to call him that, if you want to call him the Mahdi, his power will be taken away and completely destroyed forever. Then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven will be handed over to the saints, the people of the Most High. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will worship and obey him. Where do you stand? Where do you stand in this hour in your life? When I think in terms of the nations, it's very, very clear. There in chapter 7. Now, if you flip one chapter, chapter 8, starting again, verse 23, listen to this again. In reference to the Antichrist, globalists, in reference to this fourth kingdom, here's what it says. In the latter part of their reign, when rebels have become completely wicked, a stern-faced king, master of intrigue, he'll know the secret things. He'll arise. He will become very strong, but not by his own power. You ever read the book of Revelation, where the dragon, the full manifesting presence of Satan himself, he gives the Theron, the beast, the Antichrist, his power. He goes on to say this, and I want you to hear me. 2,600 years ago, prophecy. He will cause, this is referring to the Antichrist, he will cause astounding devastation. So all of the New Agers and all of the 2012ers and all of the Maitreya worshipers and desirers and then all those who are believing in a hybrid alien present entity coming and all those who are looking for, on the one hand, a new order, but also a new suprahuman that will lead, this has been told, foretold, 2,600 years ago and given description by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth. So here is the defining, here is the revelation of truth. He will cause, referring to the Antichrist now, he will cause astounding devastation and will succeed in whatever he does. He will destroy the mighty men and the holy people. He will cause deceit to prosper and he will consider himself superior. Now, all of the chosen ones and the sub-personalities and all of the real Luciferian and especially Luciferic evil elite on the financial side, you know, the Bohemian Grovers and so forth, those that consider themselves superior. Here's what it says: when they feel secure, he will destroy Israel's leadership and around the world. When there are those who are going to feel secure, he will destroy many. He's going to set up the world as nothing in all of history has been set up. You have no idea that as that dark presence masqueraded as light in whatever direction, whatever basket of eggs it's coming from, it's all coming from Hell's Kitchen. And as it ultimately comes down, the political, economic, and military elite, superior elite will feel secure in all their power, in their accomplishment of globalism, in their accomplishment of tearing all of everything else. Oh, they're going to be history makers. But here's the word of God from 2,600 years ago. When you're feeling secure, guys and ladies, globalists, here's what it says, referring to the Antichrist, whom you will listen to, whom you will believe, whom you will make covenant with. Here's what it says about him, way in advance: he will destroy many and take his stand against the Prince of Princes. You know the Prince of Peace, Jesu Christu. You know Yahweh Adonai. You know Christ, the second coming of Christ. And what that will bring, because it's bringing a final annihilation to the presence of radical evil, the glorification of redeemed humanity, it's bringing about the healing of nations and the ending of war. That's what's coming with the living Christ in his return. Dark side understands that. That's what it's all about. If you're a conspiracy writer, if you're a conspiracy talk show host, if you're talking about the radical evil in the world and the coming Antichrist, if you're discussing what you can do about him and can you stop globalism, the answer, no. Because of the world's openness and yieldedness, because of the actual, unprecedented, real, global, supernatural deceit. And if you're already under that deceit, you have the precursors that will seek to suck you in the moment of the apocalypse of Anthropos, the man of lawlessness. That is, the one who opposes the totality of God and everything God is, wills, does, reveals. He is going to bring unprecedented destruction, annihilation. In the near future, billions will die. And the globalists, in the beginning, will feel secure. Three 3,000 years ago in Psalm 2, it describes the nations, the peoples, the kings of the earth, how they're going to gather together, Revelation 17. Gather together, Revelation 16. Gather together, Revelation 19. You understand the principle? The author of the book has made it very clear in numerous places about the gathering, the coming gathering by planetary supranatural force. Here's what it says, Luciferian, about the world leader. Those who are witting, those who are unwitting, those who are direct in your care of the Antichrist. God says, yet he will be destroyed, but not by human power. Have you read Revelation 19:19? Have you read Revelation 19:20? Now that's point one. There is no globalism. There will never be the accomplishment of globalism without the satanic, devised, evolutionary process of deceit, destabilization, and so forth. The then great, massive unleashing of anarchy, revolt, chaos globally that brings everything down to create, you know what it is. It is the new order out of the chaos. Pike understood that. Ancient occult writers understood that. The mystery schools understand that because they're coming from the same source that is plotting it. Point B on the notes today is no globalism without the nations, and we've seen that in Daniel 7, Daniel 8, Revelation 13, Revelation 12 is clear. There is a presence hanging in the atmosphere, the air, the eros, globally, over Russia, over the Netherlands, over Denmark, over Finland, over Sweden, over Switzerland, over Estonia, over Germany, over Italy, over the Vatican, over France, over Spain, over England, over Ireland, over Scotland, over Wales, over New Zealand, over Canada, over the United States, over Australia and China and Japan and South Asia and India, over the Middle East, over Israel. This is global presence. None of what you see evolving is where it is today without its supranatural inception. Let me just mention this too quickly about the money issue. Everybody's talking about the money. Everybody's talking about the clash. Everybody's talking about, you know, the coming crash. Everybody's talking about where's all the money going? So I pick out this article because I read about George Soros sometime back. You know, the billionaire, leftist billionaire, whatever they say. That means the public information is one thing. But as I've studied George Soros, when I read that he wakes up in the middle of the night, he doesn't know why, and all of a sudden he gets inspiration, and he begins to write it down on pieces of paper and whatever else, and that leads him to his passionate, driven goals. So I'm looking at a website called the Daily Tea Party. I'm looking at an article that was put out by thedailybell.com, March 29th, 2011. Here's what it says, quote, 2 years ago, George Soros said he wanted to reorganize the entire global economic system. In 2 short weeks, he is going to start. And no one seems to have noticed. On April 8th, you know, that's just a couple of months ago, a group he funded with $50 million is holding a major economic conference, and Soros's goal for such an event is to, listen, quote, establish new international rules and reform the currency system. George Soros, one billionaire, globalist billionaire, is driven to spend all that he has in this direction of establishing, and I'm quoting, establishing a new international rules and reform the currency system. I'm going on to the quote, quote, it's all according to the plan laid out November 4th, 2009, George Soros's op-ed calling for, quote, a grand bargain that rearranges the entire financial order. Comes from the Media Research Center, Wall Street Journal. I want to say it again. Here is one. We're not talking about the rest throughout Europe and the old money. We're not talking about the elite financial individuals welcomed at the Bohemian Grove. We're talking about George Soros, who gets up in the middle of the night. Something wakes him up. Something guides him. Something puts a passion in his life for a globalist financial order. And he's spending this year $50 million in one of his projects on a grand bargain that rearranges the entire financial order. Now, to my right of me, I'm reading out of a book called The Shadow Party. The Shadow Party. I quote George Soros' own words. I do not accept the rules imposed by others, he wrote in Soros on Soros. If I did, I would not be alive today. I'm a law-abiding citizen, but I recognize that there are regimes that need to be opposed rather than accepted. In periods of regime change, the normal rules don't apply. One needs to adjust one's behavior to the changing circumstances. Here's an individual that, in my discernment, spiritually, in my estimation, spiritually, is guided by an ancient fallen cherub, a prince of the power of the air, a spirit who is now able to work in those who are disobedient, those who stand opposed to God, those who reject God in Christ. And that, my friends, at least one of them, is George Soros. May God engage you like Saul of Tarsus, George. May God save your soul. God's not willing that even one human being, not even you listening, perish. If you die tonight, do you perish? You lose your soul? You go to hell? Or do you see the face of God? And are you embraced forever? Either Christ is inside of you, or he's on the outside at this point in history, knocking at the door of your heart. Where do you stand? Who do you know? Amazing in all of this comes this next level. No globalism without the weapons. Not at all. I bought a book sometime back. Amazing. Amazing book. I quoted this book in mine because it's what I've seen for years, and I finally found DOD, Department of Defense, weapons specialist. I'm talking about engineers. I'm talking about inventors. Two of them, and two from NASA. A book that has been put out called An Introduction to Planetary Defense. A study of modern warfare applied to, listen to what it says here, applied to extraterrestrial invasion. This is by Travis S. Taylor, Bob Bone, R.C. Anding, and T. Conley Powell. Two of them are from the DOD. Two of them are from NASA. The whole book is all about how they're going to think through, brainstorm, and consider the possibility. They call it the Drake Equation. They are simply believing, without dealing with conspiracy, that there has to be, based on what, and it's very complex, the Drake Equation for some, for me. And so I'm just going to tell you about the Drake Equation. The overwhelming equation comes down to this. They believe by the statistical equation that there must be other entities out there, that there will be some kind of engagement. Now, again, I think that the ufologists and the alienologists and all that has been going on for 40 years in that field, since 1948 or beyond, Nazis, Foo Fighters, has everything to do with a setup. Precursors. Precursors to the abyss. To those that want disclosure, disclosure of the entities that have set you up will occur. It is prophesied again by the Spirit of God. There is out there somewhere a place called the abyss, Abusos. There is a place that is a containment place. There are entities there. They are extra dimensional. They will come from that side. They will be terrestrial at one point. If you've ever read Revelation 9, you're going to read about how this a gateway is opened. Key authority is gotten somehow. And the gateway, the dark side opens it. And like a massive flood that, like a blast furnace that fills the skies, that becomes, listen, I'm telling you about a future global event that will be like any, again, Mount St. Helens wouldn't even be the striking of a match in comparison to this. We're talking about the abyss being opened. And the entities inside, if you read and read carefully from the Greek, they come down upon the earth. Now, some believe deep down in the waters, the trenches, whatever, somewhere in the earth is this abyss. There are others that say it's dimensional. Well, either way, it's dimensional because of the entities. And whether in under the earth or in space, here's the picture. Something is done and authority, a key is given, the gate is open, the doorway is open, and these entities come down upon the earth. As I mentioned yesterday, the only way to be safe is to have the mark of God. The power in those days is the mark of God, the blood of Christ, your testimony of personal relationship to Jesus Christ, and the Word of God. Now, the mark of God in biblical literature is a reference to the presence of the Holy Spirit. You're marked in Christ, a seal of God. God defines these entities that would be extra-dimensional become extraterrestrial in the sense that they are going to literally be able to stand on the ground. They're going to literally be able to run people down. The prediction is they're going to bring horrific torture, enormous fear on a global scale, and horrific torture for months and months. But it all looks like an alien invasion. It all looks like they came out of the skies, out of space, somewhere, out of a dimension, and they come down upon the earth. And they bring terror and fear. I mean, look at Spielberg's new film coming out. Look at all of the latest films coming out. Look at Falling Skies. Look at all of what's being put out there in mass media globally. Look at Skyline. I did a special 1 hour on that. Look at a lot of these, LA, you know, the invasion of LA, Los Angeles. And all of them are showing the same thing. Out of the skies, these things come down, but they're all coming down to bring destruction. They're all coming down to bring harm. They're all coming down to destroy. It is amazing to me as we go to the book of Revelation, which is part of the sum total of biblical prophecy that has been infallible, that has been accurate, that has been definitive. And according to a prophecy author and expert, Mark Hitchcock, that I mentioned yesterday, 500 of these massive prophecies haven't yet occurred. And what I'm talking about right now, whether out of Daniel, the Antichrist, and the regime, globalist regime, has not yet arisen, but it's there, and it's coming. The abyss has not yet been opened, but you better mark it down. Now, the question is, what will the military systems of the world, because you know what's going to happen? God sovereignly restricts. He has control over the entities, and he says, you're not going to touch, you know, the grass and this and that. You're not going to touch anyone, any human being that has the mark of God. Who do they go after? I want brotherhooders. I want chosen ones. I want Luciferians. I want Luciferic globalists. I want the psychics and remote viewers, acid projectors and 2012ers to listen. They're coming after you. In the future, Revelation 9 tells us something about what people are going to do. In response to what will be looked at, listen, it will be looked at as an alien invasion, literally. I mean, I don't know if you can see this any other way. Revelation 9, the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. This is the demonic side. This is the satanic side. This is all what they are. Star in reference here to Angelos, angel, but demonic side. Either Satan himself or someone under him. When he opens the abyss, by the way, I've got 5 or 6 hours under a whole teaching on the website on the abyss alone. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky were darkened. The whole, listen, this will be global. The sun and sky will be darkened from the smoke of the abyss. And out of the smoke, what, again, John said, it's like locusts came down upon the earth. They were told not to harm the grass, the earth, so forth. They were not given power to kill, but only to torture. Only to torture human beings for 5 months. The demonic hordes in the abyss, some say the spirits of the Nephilim. Regardless, they are ravenous, venomous. They are hordes of that side. The gateway is opened and they come down upon the earth. They can't kill. but they can torture for 5 months. God describes even the time limit. And listen what God says concerning those in the future. It hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen. If you don't have the mark, the seal of God, political leader, military leader, I don't care if you're hiding in deep caverns, ground, wherever. It doesn't make any difference. You don't have the seal of God, you're not safe. Here's what the Word of God predicts. I quote, "And the agony they suffered was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes a man. During those days, men will seek death, but it'll elude them. They will not find it. They'll long to die, but death will elude them." You ever read the description of the entities coming from that dimensional side in the abyss to this side, terrestrial side? It says their faces resembled human faces. Hair was like a woman's hair, teeth like lion's teeth, and their breastplates like the breastplates of iron. The sound of their wings was like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. They had tails and stings like scorpions in their tails, and they had power to torment people for 5 months. They had a king over the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew, Abaddon, in Greek, Apollyon. The first woe. You ever read the woes in the book of Revelation? Woe to the earth. Look who's come down to you. So you want to be a Luciferian. So you want to spit in the face of Christ and be George Soros. So you want to go to Bohemian Grove this next month, and you want the cremation of care, and sit there and observe what they tell you is a mock human sacrifice done by hooded priests? Are you kidding me? No globalism without the weapons to come. And I'm going to tell you that I think that this has a lot to do with the Antichrist as the regime crystallizing the minds and hearts of billions to say, you know what? Look what just happened. Look how these things came out of the sky. Look how they came down upon the earth. You know what? We got to get prepared. We got to have planetary defense weapons. We got to be ready because something else is coming. Some other door is going to open out of the heavenlies. Some white horse is going to be up there. Something is going to descend. We got to gather around Har-mageddon. We got to have Armageddon. We've got to gather by a supernatural force the militaristic super soldier, super weapon, super system of the world and raise our weapons into the sky to destroy Christ. And we all thought Judas died 2,000 years ago. Could it be that there is a Judas listening right now? Judas, witting or unwitting, willing to betray Christ. Even Satan realizes that no prophecy of Scripture has ever been broken, though he's tried again and again and again. To those spiritually seduced by New Age Planos spirits, a Planos presence. That's what it says in Revelation 12. Got an email from what I believe would be a chosen one. Says this, just now, because this radio program was shut down twice during this 1 hour. Here's what it says. "Cool hearing you again, but headache city. Someone got mad when you said the Greek name Jesus. And now I cannot hear you. Hope it's still on." Well, it is now. Jesu Christu. There it is. Jesu Christu Apocalypse. That's the book of Revelation. 500 prophecies yet to be fulfilled. At least 500 that have been. I'm looking at the book on planetary defense weapons systems. I'm looking at their engagement with entities, I'll just call them entities, the warfare with humans versus entities, tactics and strategies for human defense. I go down a little bit, and here's what it says. It's amazing. Now, he's saying that the weapons, DOD, Department of Defense, and NASA weapons development specials, thinking on a global level, and engaging the minds of other scientists and weapons mill lab developers and so forth across the world. This is to be a brainstorming. This is to be a development. There are websites. There are congresses. There are meetings now on planetary defense weapons systems. Now, some of those will be on the basis of, well, asteroids and comets could hit us. Okay. But this is all about entities. What if some kind of race, Abusos, out of the Abusos, down upon the earth, and then eventually the skies will crack open, Jesu Christu, seen by all, descending, coming down. If you're a believer in Christ, you are in verses 11 through verse 14. You're already in prophecy. You're already there, glorified, clothed in redemptive clothing, white, defined as the armies of God. His armies are behind him. He does all the battle. He comes to make war on whom? In that hour, in that day, in the future, there is no believer in Christ left on the earth. On that day, in the visible descent of Christ, every eye shall see him. Whether there's a billion or 2 billion people left, the globe will see him. The descent is there, but the Antichrist has brought his armies out onto the field. They have raised their weapons into the sky. They are now in fulfillment of Psalm 2. 3,000 years ago, the warning's already been given, referring to the weapons. The DOD and NASA weapons specialists writing this book say, listen, secret weapons must be secret. Not just the chemical lasers, particle beam, the electromagnetic pulse weapons, and all the other things, and maybe new weaponry that combine spirit and technologies, like the image of the beast that will be a combination of spirit breathed into something, whether it's technology, an object, has everything to do with surveillance control. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Here's what else it says in this book. And the reason I bring it up is because I've also quoted in my book, The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers, I quoted G.H. Estabrooks, hired by the military to create Manchurian candidates. They learned how to do this, how to create sub-personalities to have assassins, sub-personalities to do spying and recon and send out disinformation among individuals and nations. He describes the weaponization of the process of creating sub-personalities in soldiers and using them as controlled super-soldiers. He discusses, this is G.H. Estabrooks in his book Hypnotism, and his work for the military describes under a chapter the weaponization of that process, creating super soldiers, to create a sixth column and plant these soldiers in every division of U.S. military. And guess what? The same technology was used by the Russians. When G.H. Estabrooks wrote this, you know when it was? 1947. There's been well over 60-some years of development of super soldiering. Secret weapons must be secret, the DOD NASA specialists say. They say here in the end of their book, a sixth column should be created. Somebody should be preparing. The need for the secrecy of the sixth column. The sixth column is going to be created to fight whatever it is out there in outer space, out there in another dimension, that will crack the skies open and descend. Secret sixth column. It gives an organizational structure, organizational, magnitude, yearly budget, everything else. A sixth column needs to be developed so that they can be used if in case something out there in space if a door is opened and something begins to descend down on the earth, well, then we have a super soldier sixth column and super weapons that have been held in secrecy. We can aim them into the sky and fight against what they would perceive Christ as an invading force. It is amazing. Let me give you one other thing tonight. Out of Psalm chapter 110. You ever read it? Did you know this is about a 3,000-year-old psalm, 3,000 years ago, in reference to God the Father speaking to God the Son, in reference to God and to Messiah, just like Psalm 2. How the Antichrist, the kings of the earth and all that, they take their stand against the Lord and the Lord's Christ, the Lord's Messiah, the Savior Christ. Way in advance, God knows, in Psalm 110, listen, as it refers to the same end time battle. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Now, it's a reference to, in a sense, God speaking to Christ. You can read in the book of Hebrews, God says to God, the Son. You've got to understand the high order of Trinity in communication, and that God in human flesh is Christ, the Messiah. There is the function of saving. And also the second coming and the implementing of the new millennium, the age of peace, no more war, no more rape, no work, you know, on and on and on. But 3,000 years ago, it says, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand, the right hand of majesty. Where did Stephen, in being slaughtered as the first martyr, he looks up and sees the Lord Jesus standing at the right hand of majesty. Until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet, the Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion. That's when Christ returns and he'll rule. You will rule in the midst of your enemies. Your troops will be willing on your day of battle, arrayed in holy majesty. From the womb of the dawn, you will receive the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. Did you read the last part of that, verse 5 now? The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings. That's a reference to you, Luciferian, militaristic, political, economic leaders. Revelation 19:20. He, Christ, will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead, crushing the rulers of the whole earth. Have you read it? An end to radical evil, it's coming. Right now, God desires your salvation. Come to Christ. Believers, become as powerful in Christ as possible. Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Good night.